Thanks for listening to Pick Your Battles. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Dana, and we have an incredible guest, another cool experience. Someone reached out to us asking to be on our show all the way from Tel Aviv, Israel. Shalom, how are you? Hello.
Nice to meet you, and thank you for hosting me.
And I have my 2-year-old in front of the TV eating strawberries. So hopefully he will stay entertained. But if not, stay at home mom problems, right?
That's what the mute button is for. It's all good. Don't
That's
worry.
right.
So
We're so excited.
So Ami, introduce yourself. Who are you? And thanks for being here.
Well, my name is Ami Meoded. I'm from Israel. Our company is actually established in Tel Aviv 4 years ago. Actually, when we established the company, the very first thing that had happened, the COVID kicked in
Oh
and
no.
lockdowns were. Well, most of the companies didn't know what to do with these lockdowns, but we used this lockdown to start talking to parents. They had no excuses. You know why? They were stuck at home doing nothing,
Yep.
and we could meet them and discuss them over the phone, over the Zoom. And we used that period of time to understand parents in the US and Israel, what are the real deep needs that can be addressed by technology or cannot be addressed by technology, and or in another way, how to meet the expectations of the parents with the technology that we can create. This was the very first stage we have done before we started to establish the company, to understand the parents' needs.
So tell us about this company.
Well, the company name is LittleOne.care. And LoRa is the product name, the device, which is actually a smartwatch that was designed for babies. And the name LoRa is over the very first baby who used it in the US. This
Oh.
amazing baby girl who used the LoRa for, I think, 1 year when it was in the early stages of it. And we said, why not? Let's name it over her. Over her. You know, we are very simple.
Cute.
Yeah. The Elora is actually an expression of the current ability to use AI to access in a very interesting way to the secret world of babies. At the end of the day, we do not trust ourselves from time to time, or we don't feel experienced enough. And in many occasions, it's kind of trial and error. You wake up at 2 a.m., you don't really know what to do. And you learn how to trust yourself because nobody is going to help you, right?
Yeah.
But technology, and especially AI, people do not really understand how powerful this tool can be. So on one end, you can use technology. On the other end, you cannot, how to say that in a very sensitive way, we should not manipulate and
Yeah.
use the wrong side of technology. I will explain. Listen to your instinct. This is the very
That's
first
right.
rule. The other rule, never ever judge parenting, because there is no license to become a parent. It's about values and culture and experience. It's different from one family to another family. So we need to be very careful, or more than careful, we have to be respectful. This is the very first thing we decided and understood. So what did we do? We actually developed a smartwatch with no screen for babies. No, the reason we don't have screen, because baby doesn't need to know the time when they wake up in the middle of the night, and they don't need to text to their friends, I just forgot about you. So this no screen in this smartwatch. This smartwatch is attached to the baby's shirt and actually understands the baby's motion, movements, and sounds. And the synchronization of the sounds and the motion tells an amazing story that you, as a parent, might think that you see and understand what is going on. But sorry, in many occasions, you are not 24/7 awake next to your baby. In many occasions, you have to go to work and put your baby with a nanny or in the daycare. And we develop a technology that enables you, first of all, to map everything. When I say map everything, I talk about when the baby slept. Roll to the right side or left side, you rock the baby. The baby was in the car, in the stroller. This is just movements. Sounds. If the baby was crying, when your baby was crying, what was the quality of the sleep? If you talk to your baby, how many words your baby was listening to today? Did you sing to your baby today? Well, we learned that the way we behave with our diet, the way we behave with our gym, we might pay to the gym. It doesn't mean we went to the gym. We will spend tons of time and money, workshops and lectures about diets, but we don't really remember how much we ate. Exactly with our kids. We might buy them the right book, we don't read it to them. We will be next to our babies, but we won't play with them. The World Health Organization complains that we do not play enough with our babies, and that this is the main reason we have more and more overweight kids in the elementary school. So what we do, we map, but we never ever tell you if it's good or bad. This is the very first thing. It's like a weight in the gym. I will tell you when you what is your weight, but I will never tell you if you are overweight. Go to the trainer or speak with yourself what to do about that. So this is the very first rule. The other rule, since we collect amazing data, the most let's say sensitive or wrong thing to do, because we if you read our about page, our values are very important. It's more than a business, this what we have done. We do not want to generate reports that will freak your mind. It's easy to do that. It's easy to freak mind of parents, especially first-time parents. This is the last thing we want to do. So we limited ourselves to reports that the moment you see them, you understand very fast what you should do about that. We call them call to action reports. For instance, did you play with your baby? Yes or no? Easy to understand. What to do next day? What to do in the weekend? Because you were very busy this week. It's fine. You don't have all day to and every day to play with your baby, but you should know or be aware that you didn't do that enough this week. And there is a reason for that. We have only two first year, crucial years to provide our babies the best, and research shows how much and what is the impact, the long-term impact of the well-being in the early stages in the first 24 months. How much you talk to your baby? Oh, you are at home all day, but you were talking to Zoom, not to your baby, sorry, because you are talking over Zoom, because all of us working from home nowadays, it doesn't mean that you are with your baby. And so on and so on. The very same product. The Elora tracks the air pollution around your baby, the air quality around your baby. And if you touch the Elora, in a very gentle way, you can say, "Oh, grandma just show up. We changed diaper. It was dry. I we the very it's the very first time we are trying banana." And we have actually speech to text baby diary, which means that any babysitter can tap and say something, and you don't need to make her tap it into the textual baby diaries, and your spouse will never ever say, "I forgot to type in that I fed the baby." No, and then from our end, we are actually make we again make you talk to your baby, because what we want you to do is to describe the world to your baby, and while you're tapping it, you're actually practicing yourself to talk more and more to your baby. So this is the product, and this is what we have done. We start the sale in the US. The last thing I would like to share before you will ask me any question you might have is that the moment parents see that type of data, in many occasions it raises questions about themselves, about the baby. Well, it's a little bit tricky because the babies do only four things, especially in the early stages. They eat, they sleep, they poo, and cry. Actually, this is the very first, the four things. It's about yourself. What you do with your baby, your routines, the time you decide to have shower today, skin to skin, read to the baby, play with the baby. And since you have this highly detailed data, you might question it. And within our application, we already collected so many baby experts from different disciplines: speech therapist, occupation therapist, breastfeeding experts, sleep experts, and they know how to read this data. And you can communicate and chat with them through the app, and actually talk not about your baby, about your habits. Any expert will tell you that the problem is not with the baby, is with the habits of the parents, and to discuss it not just over your story and the way you observe the reality, to discuss it over the real data and what really happened with your baby. So this is what we created together with Hundreds of parents in Israel and especially in the US learned from them. And every couple of weeks, we send them a different version of the product, a different version of the software, till the moment we could launch it in the US.
I think that's amazing. There's so much information that this one little thing can show you and track and like just help you almost help you be a better parent. And I think that that is it's astounding. Like my brain can't even comprehend that all of that could come from something like that, you know?
Kayla, I agree and disagree. You are a good parent's point. The moment you smile, hug, and kiss your kids, whatever you do, you are more than good.
Yes.
What
Thanks for
I'm
that
offering
reminder.
you, is to observe the facts, because many people think, oh, I do not talk enough in my bed. You do. It's fine.
Yeah.
Relax. Do
Yeah.
not transfer the problem you had with your parents to your kids. Relax. Everything is fine. Because these 2 years are so sensitive and expensive.
Yes.
It's about the mental strengths of your kid as a toddler, the socializing with other friends as adult, the ability to contribute to society because he used to be a good person in as a tiny baby. Everything is connected. So it's not about being good. You can be good with no technology. It's about knowing and mapping what is really going on. I didn't share with you something that we do not like to talk about. Any baby monitor you will find in the market is about the night sleep and the fear of parents from problems that might happen during the night sleep. Well, if our device doesn't detect any motion, it can alert in your cell phone, it can do whatever you expect it to do as a safety product, but you can decide if you would like to activate it. But at the very same time, we understood that accidents with babies are not just about the night sleep. Your baby can fall asleep in the stroller, in the living room, happens, and it can happen over there. Other baby monitors, most of them, doesn't provide any solution for that. So if our product doesn't detect any motion, even if your baby falls asleep in your mother-in-law house, we will detect that. But it's not enough. I don't know if you know about God forbid, the shaking syndrome. Have you heard of it? We track that either. If somebody treats your baby in a rude way, the Elora will detect that. If somebody will scream at your baby, this is one of the things we're about to add, the Elora will detect that. If your baby is crying and nobody lifting him, talking to him, it's fine. Maybe he won't stop crying because, I don't know, his teeth, his stomach, something is, but we would like you to approach him and make him understand that somebody is next to him. It's not about the cry, it's about the presence of the caregiver. We will detect that either. If your baby fall from a changing table because he decided to roll for the very first time when you were looking for the new diaper, we will detect that either. So we open the safety wall to, again, it's a smartwatch. Whatever smartwatch can do, we with our chutzpah decided that we are going to do that either.
So we have lived for centuries without any sort of technology. We just have that human maternal, paternal instinct to just take care of the baby with, maybe with lessons passed down from family or friends, but ultimately we've only had technology like this or like a baby monitor for a few decades. So at what point is too much?
It is a very important question that meets our values. We chose the elephant logo for a reason. If we discuss what is an elephant family, they are very protective. There is a leading female in each tribe of elephants, and she knows everything, right? They are very sensitive, like the Elora, very sensitive animals, although they are very big and strong. They have a very long, they can listen for distances. I don't know if you know, elephant can hear each other from distance that you can even believe. They're very helpful, exactly like the Elora. We can listen, you can listen and understand what's going on, even if you are not around. At the very same time, too much technology is not good. When I work, I put my cell phone in the other side of the room. Otherwise, I won't finish this presentation. Although today I use AI in order to make presentations. So technology is about to make something that will provide value to the individuals or the society. As a parent, nothing will replace, as I said, your hug, kisses, and smiles. Never ever forget that. No AI, no technology, not smartwatch, no nanny. This is the very first thing. At the very same time, we need to ask, how can we use technology in order to deal the fact? It's exactly like your Apple Watch or any other smartwatch. You had 2,000 steps today. You should have your 8,000. Do something about that. This is not the time to discuss. Do something about that. Then discuss the other thing. You didn't talk enough to your baby. Nobody is judging you. Nobody is telling you off. This is not the idea. In many reports, you won't see any units. We don't speak in terms of units. Everything is about trends. You talked more today. Fine. Good. You do better without saying that you do better. Okay. So the very first thing in front of the parents, we would like to provide them a tool that, first of all, map the reality and not the story they used to tell themselves. I used to bring Barney the dinosaur to Israel. I was involved in this company, Ninja Turtles, Dora the Explorer, and a lot of content for babies. And I've learned a lot about the big gap between what we say that we are going to do and what we really do as parents without understanding that we are lying to ourselves. The issue is that we are fine. We are not bad people, but the reality and the tough life and the extra hours that you work and the other missions that you have in life make you forget stuff. If you forget to submit the reports that you promised to your boss, it's not good, but it's fine. I think that if you forgot to spend some time with your kids today, well, in the first 2 years of life, it's not good. Later on, maybe he will understand that you are a busy person. Okay? So this is the first layer. The second layer. We run medical trials, although it is not a medical device, because we do not track any vitals. Why do we run medical trials? Because for the very first time, in a very cheap way, we can collect so highly detailed data that will tell for the very first time what is the impact of the environment on a baby development. Maybe we need to connect the fact that your baby was on your pa in the parents' hands to the development. Maybe you didn't talk enough or you talked too much. There is no too much in talking to baby. Maybe this baby played more than the others. The people who participate in the medical trial, it's a different group, but we enabled this. If you know the chart of the development charts, they are very primitive nowadays. They track the height, the weight, the scale, but that's it. And we would like to add much more variables to that measurement in order to differentiate between the development of babies. This is the second thing we are about to do with our product. And again, the aim of the technology is to help you as a parent, and you can use part of it, and we always encourage the parents to do not more, not less, to do the right things due to the fact that they know what really happened.
And I think it's so cool because our generation, compared to, 50 years ago, our anxiety and our stress and like all the things that we come in contact with every single day makes us more susceptible to things like depression and anxiety and all that stuff. So like you said, having that actual data in front of you of, look, here's the proof that I am a good mom. Oh, I feel like I didn't pay enough attention to my kids today. No, you did. It's right here. It can silence your brain or give you that boost of endorphin to be like, I am doing a good job in this aspect of my life. Let's go worry about something else. So I think that's super cool.
One of the things that business people offered us to sell it, and they knew that it might enable us to sell more, and we didn't agree, is to compare between babies, and we don't do that. We will never ever compare because many parents live their life through other people's eyes. Means they relatively, they say, oh, my kid is this, and you are doing many, many conversations. Oh, my kid is already crawling. What about yours? I don't like that kind of conversations. And the only thing I would like you is to concentrate at yourself. Your baby is fine. How much you talk to your baby, how much you play with your baby. Safety features, we already have over there. Don't worry, but it's about you and your baby. I would like to share with you another thing that we're about to do and release later on. What is AI? What is it? AI, it's a software. It's a software, but it's a software that with this unique features that enable itself to change and to update all the time due to new data that made it more and more accurate. Why the baby is crying? How do we know that? We can recognize that the baby is crying, but why the baby is crying? Due to the motion. We use the movement of the baby to understand the reason for crying. For instance, if a baby was crying and then the belly went up and down, quiet for 2 hours around the baby, no movement, we can assume that the baby fall asleep. So the specific Laura tells himself, okay, I can assume that the last cry I have heard was about tiredness. And the Laura tags it as a cry that if something similar will appear later on, we will offer the parents the idea that the baby was crying because of tiredness. Well, we do not want to replace the parents. The only thing we want to do is to define that kind of thing like tiredness, hunger, inconvenience to stand out the cry because of pain. Because as a parent, you will recognize pain, but babysitter, an inexperienced caregiver might not recognize that. So we do everything in order to release the baby because try to see the world through the baby's eyes. I'm in pain and you're trying to feed me now. Are you serious? So we are trying to see the world through their eyes, and that's why we would like to distinguish the pain and share this functionality with parents. Again, the aim is to provide parents with a tool that will, I don't want to use the term promise, but will improve their tools, their ability to support the baby's well-being in the first 2 years of life.
I have a question just from like a functionality standpoint. So for, well, a couple of questions. One, how large is this monitor device? And two, where is it put to even start?
Very good questions. When you manufacture products for babies under the age of 3, toddlers and babies, there are a lot of regulation what is allowed and disallowed because of safety. For instance, we could manufacture the Elora as a very tiny, like a penny, very something very tiny, but we are not allowed. It has to be big enough that you won't be able to swallow it. Babies will never ever be able to swallow. This is one thing. So it's big enough, but still very practical that the baby, if the baby will chew it, it's fine. It won't be able to swallow it. The material it's made of, it's a material that you can put in your mouth and nothing will happen because there are many, for instance, cups and spoons that manufacture from the very same plastic, but nothing will happen. You cannot swallow it, but sometimes kids need to put something in their mouth because of the teeth. So we are already prepared for that. We don't even recognize that sound that the baby is swallowing and chewing the Elora. How do we attach it? Oh my God, 300 kids tried 300 different attachment types. And we looked for something, we patented it in the end, but we use a ring so that from the other side of the shirt, first of all, we didn't want the Elora to touch the skin of the baby because the baby's skin is five times sensitive than adult skins. So we do not want to come in touch with the baby's skin in any way. So it's attached to the baby's shirt. We use a ring that is, you swing the ring from the other side of the shirt and it's actually rub the shirt and it's attached it. We found this way because this is the only way that the babies, they are very smart. Babies are adult people in a tiny body. Remember that. They are very smart and they can take it off and you paid money for this Elora and this baby throw it under the bed. You will never find it. So we found a way that you need both hands and a very strong hand to take it off. So this is the way it's attached and if we're talking about safety and regulation in this area, our manufacturers comes from the toys market, the toys for babies, because they know a lot about what is the right thing to do, the shape of stuff. It has to be very smooth, and it's a very tough market.
I know it's not going to be big, and you pay this money, and then it gets exactly what you said, hucked across the room and then gone forever. Like, is there like a
Forever.
tracking, like Find My Allura on like your
Yeah.
iPhone or something?
Well, I have to share with you that we had parents that forgot it attached to the shirts,
Oh.
and called us after it was in the laundry machine.
Yeah.
So between me and you, any Allura we received, so first of all, we ask them, send us the Allura, we will send you a new one. We don't need to. We don't need to take such a risk. But this Allura worked even better because they were clean. But we, again, we don't track spinning in the laundry machine. We don't track it yet.
Yeah, not yet.
But we do not transmit data from the Allura. The design of the Allura, unlike baby monitors that you have live streaming of Bluetooth, Wi-Fi all day from the device, no transmitting means no radiation. If you want to, the default is no radiation means it just collect data. If you will put it in the docking station, it will upload the data. You can define in the application that in case of emergencies, it will ping you and send you a notification, but it's your decision. We encourage parents to add to the app any possible caregiver, even grandma, because we are not about tracking our service provider. We are about to put our baby in the middle, and anybody in this little digital village that is responsible for this tiny person should be knowing exactly what is going on.
Well, in true pick your battles form, this is going to be a two-part episode.
They usually are. We always just have so many questions.
I know. And our guests really have happened to have great answers.
Yes, exactly.
So it's hard to ask people to be concise
Yeah.
when that's not always the case.
Yeah, very true.
So we get more juice from this squeeze. So stay tuned for the next episode.
Episode two coming soon.
Sounds good. All right, well, just remember that it's okay to pick your battles.
And it's okay if you pick the wrong one.